Beginning from Acts 1 and 8 and Acts 2 and 4, and it comes from two words. It's before you today, this morning, and the title of the series is Power Plant. Power Plant. Say the words with me, Power Plant.
Power Plant.
Say it once again, Power Plant.
Power Plant.
That's still so too tender for me. One more time, Power Plant.
Power Plant.
There you go, that's better. Power Plant. Because the Holy Spirit gives power. And what is the reason he gives power? It's so that you can plant. He gives you power to do something great. You've been called to do something great. In the book of Acts, chapter 1 and verse 8, if you recall, the word of God says you will receive power. Amen? You will receive power. This is your destiny. Turn to someone and say, this is your destiny. You will receive power. That's not my idea. That is not some sort of elocution or some sort of church argo. No. That is the word of God. The word of God says, you will receive power. Turn to someone and say, one more time and say, you will receive power. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And onward to the book of Acts chapter 2, we remember that on the day of Pentecost, they were together in one place. And that place was the perfect place. And that place was the appointed place. And that place was the right place for them to receive power. Let me tell you this morning, you are in the right place today. Turn to someone and say, you are in the right place. You are in the right place. You will receive power. Hallelujah. 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 If I may read to you the book of Acts chapter 13 now and onwards now, we now see the move of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost came upon the church in the book of Acts, and they began to speak in tongues, and the Holy Spirit gave them utterance. And the Holy Spirit blessed the church. The Holy Spirit now is moving. And now in the book of Acts chapter 13, we see this. The word of God says, now they were in the church. Now they were in the church. That was at Antioch. Certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas and Simeon, that was called Niger, and Lucian of Cyrene and Manaen, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch. While they were worshiping the Lord, and they were worshiping and they were fasting, the Holy Spirit said, set apart for me. Set apart for me. Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them to do. Then after fasting and praying, they had laid their hands on them and sent them off. Just watch those two words from that scripture. The Holy Spirit said, for me. For me. Do it for me. Do this for me. Are you listening? The Spirit of the living God is speaking right now. Do this for me. God is speaking to you. God has been speaking to you to do something great. And he's telling you today, do this for me. For me. For me. See, great things happen when you partner with the Holy Spirit. You agree? Amen? When you submit and surrender to the Holy Ghost, you partner with the Holy Spirit, great things happen. Lives are changed. Lives are transformed. Perhaps you are here today, and we welcome those of you who are here today, and you've come to visit, and you are our guest this morning. We are surely honored that you have taken the time to be with us to worship. And perhaps this is something new to you, and you're wondering what is happening. Well, it's all about Jesus here. It's all about Jesus. Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. And there is transformation in the name of Jesus. Lives are changed in the name of Jesus. Because you are destined to receive blessing from God. You are destined to receive power from God. I'd like to share with you one of these stories I have experienced in throughout my years of pastoring. There was once a time when I was called to pastor a church in Dubai. That church in Dubai was 800 strong at that time. I was called to pastor it for a time. I came to the church in Dubai not knowing anyone, but I was taken care of by the secretary, of course. Then one day the secretary told me, on a Tuesday, pastor, you're going to have a prayer meeting and a worship service. So I will pick you up, we'll bring you there. So I came, I preached. To cut the long story short, after the preaching, we gave the challenge, we gave the invitation. I told everyone to just pray. Close their eyes and pray. And I said, in part, I said, if there's anyone among you here today who wants to give thanks to God, just give thanks to Him now. Not knowing anyone, I didn't know a soul at that time. I closed my eyes, pastors usually close their eyes when we're praying, you know. So I closed my eyes after that. I said, okay, anyone who wants to give thanks, just go ahead and give thanks. I closed my eyes closed, and then from afar, from the very back of the hall, there was one cry. There was one cry coming out from the hall, and the cry was coming out from someone who said, Lord, Lord. And if you can just imagine with me the tone and the color of the voice is coming from a man. But the color and the tone of the voice is very feministic. Feministic. And it sounded this way, Lord. And this man was crying out profusely, sobbing uncontrollably, saying, Lord, Lord. And this man said, Lord, I want to thank you today. Because right now, I think I'm falling in love with a woman. Oh, I knew right there. This man is coming from a different orientation. I'm sure you understand. But we love them all. Yes, we love them all. You might not agree with them, but we love them all. We must tell them about the love of Jesus Christ. If you are here today and you feel you're coming from a different orientation and you feel that you cannot be changed, I'm telling you today, there is power in the name of Jesus. You will receive power. You will be transformed. There is nothing impossible with God. And the cry said, Lord, Lord, thank you. For today, I'm falling in love with a woman. Oh, in hindsight, someone told me at that very time when the cry was coming from the back, the singles in the church were doing this. That must be you. Could be you. So anyway, the congregation came forward and this guy came forward. I didn't know his name. I came to know later that his name was Lito. But as you know now, he used to be Lito and he became Lita. Oh, but by the power of the Holy Ghost, he became Lito again. Oh. Oh, Thursday afternoon, I got a call again from the secretary. Pastor, you're going to have a Bible study Thursday night. So there's a group of people coming over to the pastor's house where I stayed. Come, okay, I'll be ready. At 7, I'll be ready. So the group of people came. I heard the doorbell. Ding dong. Okay, I'm ready. Okay, what do? You open the door. There's a group of people coming over. They were coming over. They were ready for the Bible study. So what do? You extend your hand. I extended my hand to this group of men. They were six feet tall, like my brother here. There were about seven of them, like giants, you know. Muscular, macho. And what do? I extended my hand towards the very person in front. And the very person in front extended not his hand, but his pinky. And so I welcomed. So you used to, you know how to shake a hand, but I didn't know how to shake a pinky. But at that time, I just had to. There was a pinky extended to me. So I said, welcome. So the group of men, about seven men, came over at that time. And then they sat down in the sofa. And you know how you have a Bible study in a house? You know, you just sit down and get comfortable. And they got comfortable and they were sitting this way. Just like this. And I knew they were coming from a different orientation. Oh, but they come for the word of God at that time. Oh, they come to hear the word. So I shared the word. And they told me at that time, Lito, who became Lita, and then became Lito again, he told me the story. Pastor, you must know and understand now that we come from this orientation. And then he told me the story. They're not just the ones who come from that community. They became wives of Arab people. They prostituted themselves to the Arab men. And they became wives, they became mistresses of the Arab men, of kings and princes. Oh, but Lito was saying, the power of the Holy Spirit changed my life. The power of the Holy Ghost changed my life. It transformed me. And he told me the story that the first time he came to the church, he had his hair like the hair of our sister there, like long this way. He had a long hair up to this. And he, or she, or he came to church, or she came to church with high heels. With high heels and dangling earrings. Oh, but Sunday after Sunday, gradually the power of the Holy Ghost changed his life. Every Sunday, one Sunday the dangling earring went off. The next Sunday the high heels went off. The next Sunday he cut his hair off. And the power of the Holy Ghost changed his life. Today, I cut the long story short, there's so many things to say, but today this man is a pastor with a wife and children. Oh, you will receive power. You will receive power. You will be transformed. You will be changed. There is nothing impossible with God. How you may be seated here today, you have a friend, you have a son, you have a nephew, you have a niece that is in that community, that is in that orientation. I tell you, you pray for them. You bring them up to the altar of God and say, God, God, change this person, change him, change her. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, the name of Jesus. Oh, oh, oh. You see, you have been given power so that you can plant the message of Jesus Christ. You're destined to do that. That is your destiny, to have power so that you can plant the message of Jesus Christ. You will receive power and you will be my witnesses into all parts of the world. Now at this time in the book of Acts 13, if I may read one more time. Now there were in the church at Antioch prophets and teachers at that time. But the Holy Spirit has spoken to the church, do this for me. The Holy Spirit is speaking to this church right now. Do this for me. Do this for me. You see, great things happen when you surrender, submit to the Holy Spirit. When you give your time, your heart. Oh, I love that song. My brother, thank you for leading us in worship. I love that song. We provide the sacrifice, He provides the fire. Oh, we provide the sacrifice, He provides the fire. Would you provide the sacrifice this morning? Would you provide the sacrifice of your heart this morning? Would you provide it? Would you do it? Would you give it for Him? The Holy Spirit is saying, would you do it for me? Would you do it for me? You see, you can do great things when you partner with the Holy Spirit. There are three things I want to share with you this morning with the time that we have. First thing, what God seeks to accomplish in your life. What God seeks to accomplish in you and through you is always for a higher purpose. What God is asking you to do, you may not understand it, you may not know it now, you may not see it now, you may not comprehend it now, but what God seeks to do in you and through you is always, always, always for a higher purpose. We all have questions about how the Holy Spirit moves in our lives. You see, He is sovereign. He can do whatever He wants. Oh, He can say no to Paul, and He can say yes to Peter, and then He can say yes to Paul and no to Peter. He can do that. He is sovereign. We don't understand how He does things. But I'm telling you, whatever He does, it's always for a higher purpose. Whatever He allows in your life, whatever He allows to happen in your life, it is always, say always, it is always for a higher purpose. Oh, there was a time when we as a church grew from 50 to about 300. And we were staying in a Royal Canadian Legion Hall. Have you ever seen one? Royal Canadian Legion Hall. If you've seen one, you know that Canadian Legion Hall is doubled as a pub and restaurant. So we were staying there for 3 years. In the Burnaby area in British Columbia. We were there for 3 years. And you know how the church, I'm so blessed in the church that when we came in the morning, people were praying. You know, people were worshiping already. Back in the days, because the hall that we were using was being used as a pub and a restaurant on a Saturday evening, at Saturday morning, when we come seven in the morning Sunday, we would pray, but not just pray, we would spray. Oh, because it was smelling like cigar, it smelled like liquor, and it smelled like it was a stinking place. So we were praying and we were spraying. We were praying and we were spraying. How many of you have seen that movie War Room? War Room, yes, yes. Oh, back in the days, I remember we were in a war room, but at the same time, we had the war broom. We were cleaning up the place. But then again, after three years, the Holy Spirit spoke in my heart, just a word. The Holy Spirit said, look for a place now. Look for a place now. I didn't know where it was coming from. Maybe it was just me, I didn't know. But by faith, I commissioned the board and the council, look for a place now. I gave them a map to go look in the west, east, north, and south of British Columbia and look for a place now. So we ended up in this place that we are in today. But in hindsight, we met up with a pastor, Korean pastor who owned the building, and he was being offered, check this out, he was being offered $5 million for the building. $5 million for the building, and we only had 60,000 in the bank. Oh, but how many of you believe that nothing is impossible with God? Oh, I said to the Korean pastor, I'm here to just ask you a favor. Perhaps you would pray that God will give to you a word if we are the group that is to take over this place. You see, he was being offered $5 million by two non-Christian groups. And he was praying that the right group would come. Oh, to cut the long story short, the $5 million that he was offered, he offered it to us for $1.35 million. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, have you seen how the Koreans pray? Oh, hell, I had to pray like the Koreans at that time. And praise God, $1.35 million. But at the same time, I had to step back and said, wait a minute. How much down payment do we need? Oh, the board knows this. You need a down payment. Okay. So the realtor said, you need $350,000 in 4 months. We had $60,000 in the bank and a little bit more perhaps. But what do? You pray. Because there is nothing impossible with God. Are you facing an impossibility today? Oh, you're facing an impossibility with your bills today. You don't know what to do with your bills today. You don't know what to do with your investment today. I'm telling you, there's nothing impossible with God. You bring it to God. So we brought it to God. We had $60,000. He was asking $350,000 for 4 months. And in 4 months, we got it. Oh, to cut the long story short, it brings us to this. When we came back to the Legion Hall, as because the papers had to be cleared, when we came back, the lady who was the custodian of the Legion Hall met me Sunday morning and said, oh, Pastor, I forgot to tell you, you need to vacate this building at the end of the month. In my heart, I said, that's okay. The Holy Spirit told me. Oh, give God the glory. Whatever he seeks to accomplish in you and through you is always, say always.
Always.
Say always.
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 For a higher purpose. Let me bring you to the Word of God at this time. The church at that time were doing just fine. Say just fine. They were doing just fine. You know why? Because they were in Antioch. You see, Jesus said, the Holy Spirit will come upon you and you will be my witnesses from Jerusalem to Judea to the uttermost part of the world. And now they were in Antioch. They were doing just fine. Not only that, they had leaders. They had pastors. They had preachers. They had elders. They had prophets in the church. They were doing just fine. Fine. But I'm here to tell you today that God wants more than just fine for you. Turn to someone and say, are you doing just fine? Well, oh, the Holy Spirit wants more than just fine for you, sir. He wants more than just fine for you, bro. He wants more than just fine for you. Oh, maybe you're saying, I'm just fine here. I'm fine here. I'm okay here. But the Holy Spirit, no. I called you for a greater purpose. I have called you for a higher purpose. You're not just to stay there, just fine. He wants you to take it further, higher, greater. Oh, further. Oh, the church was doing just fine. But he wants you to go. Oh, he came. He empowers, he made his people for greatness. Whew, hallelujah. What you have today, whatever that is, what you have today is just a stepping stone. Say stepping stone.
Stepping stone.
It is just a stepping stone, sir. Oh, oh. Anyone here in a condominium? If you are in a condominium, that is just a stepping stone for a townhouse. If you're in a townhouse, that is just a stepping stone for a house. Oh, Oh, church, if you are here today, you're enjoying this church, and this is just fine for you. West Toronto Church of God, the Holy Spirit wants more than just fine for you. He wants you to take this further, higher, greater, for He called you for a higher, higher purpose. He wants the exceedingly and abundantly more than just fine for you. He wants the showers of blessings more than just fine for you. He wants the abundant life more than just fine for you. He wants more for you. He wants more for you. Oh, oh. There was success in the church. I see success in this church. I see great success in this church. This church is doing just fine. But I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit is telling you, take it further. Take it further, man. Take it higher. The Holy Spirit said, go. Trust. Sacrifice. The Holy Spirit said, go. Do this for me. For me. You gotta trust me in this. Trust me in this. Trust me. Oh, perhaps you are afraid of change. But the Holy Spirit is saying, trust me in this. Just trust me. The Holy Spirit there said, sacrifice. Love that song. Sacrifice. The Holy Spirit is speaking. The Holy Spirit said, set apart for me, Paul and Barnabas. Now that is a great sacrifice. How many of you know? Oh, my pastors here know. That will take a great sacrifice right there. That great sacrifice. That is out of their comfort zone. But the Holy Spirit said, set apart for me, Paul and Barnabas, for the work which I have called them to do. God has called you to do a greater work. Our role is this. Our role is to partner with Him. Is to seek His guidance. Would you turn to someone and say, our role is to partner with Him and seek His guidance. You see, when you partner with Him, great things happen. Great things happen. Perhaps you see yourself like just a twig. You remember the story of Noah, Noah's ark. At that time when Noah wanted to know if the waters have receded, oh, he sent forth a dove. Oh, and waiting for the dove to come back for a sign that the waters have receded. He did that twice. But the second time, the dove came with a twig. It was a twig. It was a sign that the waters have receded. Oh, that's just a little twig. But that little twig, my friend, that little twig became the sign of great revival, a new beginning. My friend, maybe you see yourself like just a little twig. Oh, my friend, but when you partner with the Holy Spirit, great things happen. And what is our role? Our role is to worship. Hallelujah. Our role is to worship, to pray, to listen, and obey. That is our role. And when we do, oh, the Holy Spirit makes His move. The church was worshiping at that time. The church was in prayer mode at that time. Oh, in Acts 2:42, we remember they devoted themselves in prayer. In Acts 4:31, we remember when they had prayed, the place where they were was shaken. And they were all filled by the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit is speaking to the church. Are you listening? Are you listening? Are you listening? The Holy Spirit said, do this for me. For me. you know, we always mount up to do great things when we do it for someone we love. Don't you do that? Husbands and wives. Husbands, do you do that for your wives? Wives, do you do it for your husbands? You know, perhaps one time the wife and the husband is in a car dealer, you know, they visited a car dealer and the wife was looking at a Benz, you know, perhaps a BMW, you know, and the wife turns to the husband and say, "Would you do this for me?" And the husband said, "What you talking about a car, girl? We need to pay some bills." I kid you not, but we do this for someone we love. Do you love the Holy Spirit? Do you love Him? The Holy Spirit is saying, "Would you sacrifice for me? Would you do this for me?" You see, great things happen when you partner with the Holy Spirit. And when you do, things happen. Oh, in the book of Acts, this is what you see. In the book of Acts, an overview of what happened through the power of the Holy Ghost, the move of the Holy Spirit in the church. There was increase in the church. There was multiplication in the church. The brethren, the people of God were strengthened and they were unstoppable. Why? Because they partnered with the Holy Spirit. Partner with the Holy Spirit. Would you turn to someone and say, "Partner with the Holy Spirit"? Would you partner with the Holy Spirit? If you partner with the Holy Spirit, there will be increase in your life. There will be multiplication in your life. The Lord will add people in the church, in your life. You will be strengthened. You will be unstoppable. The Word of God increase. The people of God increase. The Word of God was preached without hindrance. The very last verse of Acts 28. Not sure how much time I have. Perhaps I'll just bring it to a close at this time with this story. When you partner with the Holy Spirit, great things happen. I remember another story when I was ministering in Hong Kong. I was in my office, Bishop, and I got a call from someone. "Pastor, would you go to Sha Tin?" It was another city in Hong Kong. "Would you go to Sha Tin and see Tess? She is about to kill herself." "Okay, is she alone?" I said, "She's alone." Okay, the wisdom from the Holy Ghost prompted me to bring a lady missionary, a Chinese lady missionary with me, because I wouldn't go to a house with a woman alone. So I had a missionary lady to come with me. We took a train to the Sha Tin area and we knocked on the gate. So we knocked on the gate and the door opened and I saw Tess. But the Tess I saw was not really Tess. It was Tess. But her face was different. Her eyes were black. And her eyes were piercing. She was dressed in all white. And she opened the door and she was looking at us like this. And I almost melted with her look at that time. She opened the door and turned her back. She turned her back. And you know what she did? She turned her back and she lied on the sofa. She was lying on the sofa this way. Not a word. So I didn't know what to do. By the door, I asked Stella, the missionary, I said, "Let us pray. Let's pray." And I said, "Father, in the name of Jesus, through the power of the Holy Spirit, we ask, through the power of the blood in the name of Jesus, we take control of every evil spirit in this place right now." So the moment I spoke the words, "In the name of Jesus," this evil spirit in her, she was possessed at this time, the evil spirit shouted and said, "Do not say that name." And I said, "In the name of Jesus." And the devil said, "Do not say that name. I'm burning. in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We prayed that way for 10 minutes. Then for 10 minutes, she calmed down. When she calmed down, we sat beside her. I was new back then. So I didn't know what to do. We prayed. So we sat beside her. I didn't know what to do. So I prayed. And I asked, "What now, God?" What now? The word of God came to my heart and said, "Ask, what is his name?" So I turned to the evil spirit to test. And I said, "What is your name?" She was lying down this way. And when I asked, she turned this way. To the center table. In the center table was a paper and a pencil. And she started writing her name. Okay, she started writing. Listen up to me. She started writing. She won't talk. She started writing, and I was looking at the paper. And she began to write first letter, L. Second letter, E. Third letter, G. Fourth letter, I. O. N. The name of this evil spirit is Legion. So I turned to him in the name of Jesus. Legion, right now, in the name of Jesus. Leave right now, in the name of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, to the power of the Holy Spirit. Oh, we battled through 10 to 15 minutes praying that way. She was fighting, she was struggling, but the Holy Spirit prevailed. Oh, there is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. You've been called to do something great, my friend. You have been called to do something great. God has been placing something in your heart to do, something for him. Will you do it for him? The Holy Spirit is saying, "Will you do it for me? Will you do this for me? Would you sacrifice your heart and your life and your time and your gifts, your talents? Will you do this for me?" If this is you, I want you to rise from where you are right now, rise from where you are seated right now, and come forward to the altar right now and say, "God, I'm going to do this for you. I'm going to do this for you. I'm going to sacrifice my heart for you. I'm bringing a sacrifice. I provide."